Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope everyone listening is having an awesome day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of July 5th. We've already left June behind.
Mm-hmm.
The Ozark Folk Center State Park in Mountain View is offering their reserve seating concert on July 5th, and it features Amy Helm. Amy, of course, is the daughter of Arkansas's own Levon Helm, one of my favorite people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, Levon was the drummer and singer for the 60s rock group The Band. Amy was a founding member of the alt-country collective Ola Belle and played in a number of her father's groups, including the Barn Burners and the Midnight Ramble Band. Amy was a featured musician on Levon's Dirt Farmer album, which won a Grammy for the Best Folk Album in 2008. She currently resides now in Woodstock, New York, when not on the road, carrying on the family tradition. Anybody that knows me knows I adore Levon Helm. Amy is wonderful. I've met her several times with her dad and without her dad. But if you love music, this is definitely something you have to check out.
Yeah.
Amy's awesome, and we all love Levon. So, Davidsonville Historic State Park in Pocahontas is offering Keep Your Cool, Historic Lemonade, and Other Tricks on July 5th. Come learn how residents of Davidsonville beat the heat 200 years ago. You can join a park interpreter at the Visitor Center and brave the July heat and make historic beverages that Arkansans used to stay hydrated and cool in the summer heat. Learn about historic air conditioners and how the way you dressed was terribly important to staying cool on a hot day. Let me say, I love the fact that I was born in a time when there was air conditioning.
Oh, yes.
You know, God bless that Mr. Carrier guy.
Mm-hmm.
On July 6th, it's the 2019 Fireworks Extravaganza in Heber Springs. The 2019 event will be held at Sandy Beach on the shores of Greers Ferry Lake. Gates will open at 10 a.m. for a fun-filled day on the beach before the festivities begin. Partygoers will arrive by boat and by car to enjoy food vendors and live music beginning at 7:30 p.m. with the 106th Army Band Charlie Rock. At 9:30, one of the largest fireworks displays in Arkansas will light up the skies above the lake as thousands of breathtaking fireworks are choreographed to music broadcast on a local radio station. Beautifully mirrored in the lake surface, the show is equally magic, whether viewed by boat or on the shore, and each year's fireworks spectacular is better than the last. Now, I love this. The fireworks extravaganza is free, but there is a $10 parking fee for those traveling by car. So if you're coming in by boat, absolutely free. Pinnacle Mountain State Park in Little Rock is offering a summertime lake cruise on July 7th. Take a break from your busy summer schedule and join park staff for a relaxing trip on beautiful Lake Maumelle. A park interpreter will lead you around the lake for viewing the scenic landscapes, historic structures, and the wildlife that call the area home. And finally, July 7th is the date for the next Sunday Court Square Concert Series in Mountain View. This month's event features the Ellis family. You can enjoy an intimate, unplugged concert at the Court Square in Mountain View on the first Sunday of every month. It runs from May to October, and it features local musicians from the Ozark Folk Center State Park. Relax in the big shade of the big oak tree next to the Stone County Courthouse and enjoy an hour of American roots music. Musicians perform from 2 to 3 p.m. with a picking session to follow from 3 to 4. So everyone is invited to bring your chair, an instrument, and join in the fun. Now, to find out more about these events and everything else going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.